And this way, it's a really great way to get everyone's stories together, and we all learn from it.
Absolutely.
So why don't you lead us in, Carl?
Okay, so thank you, everybody, for coming to the Courtroom Observers tonight. We are, unfortunately, Laura wasn't able to be here, but the show must go on. We have, I apologize, what was your name? It was, again,
Lonnie?
It was, yes.
Lonnie, yes.
Lonnie,
yes, we have Lonnie here, and we're going to just hear her story out. So you're more than welcome to start talking about it, and we'll put this recording up on the site if it's okay with you.
Okay, now you can
you don't have to tell anything too personal, but anything that you feel that other
people... Anyway, when I was a kid, you know, I was overly honest. Anyway, I woke up and my hips were a little asleep, and I wanted to get an ECG to see how my heart was doing. Anyway, I called the receptionist of my new doctor's office, and I ordered one, and she pressed me until I, you know, she wanted me to have a doctor's appointment, and I told her no. And she kept on pressing until I told her, hey, I got rid of my cancer using a therapy, oxygen therapy. I don't need to see the doctor right now. I'll see him next month. Anyway, she called the cops because she did not like the fact that I treated myself with oxygen. And I was trying to, you know, she just basically said, well, you're not supposed to put stuff inside of you. And what it was distilled water, 50 parts distilled water to one part food-grade hydrogen peroxide. And, you know, that's not like normal drugstore poison, which is 11 to 1. This was, you know. Anyway, the tumor came out. Everything's great. But she did not like it. And anyway, so she called the cops on me. The cops broke into my home and took me to a mental hospital. I got fed drugs, and what happened was I went from a healthy person with a healthy heart to having a leaky valve. I had an enlarged heart and a weak heart muscle, 50 to 55 capacity. Anyway, my spine, what happened to it, a couple of the vertebrae cracked, and it was all because of these drugs. I was given a drug that you're not supposed to have if you have a central nervous system problem, which I did, and the spine in the lumbar region was all jutted out real bad. And it was all from, you know, being in the hospital. I'm losing height. My hips are going into my ribs are going into my hips. I had liver cysts and also on my skin. Stage 3 kidney disease, and this is all from the drugs and the GMO food that they...
Hello? I think we lost her. I think we lost her. Okay, so if you want to, you can unmute yourself now. I think it's *1 or *6 to unmute. And we'll just kind of wait a minute here. Wait a couple minutes for her to come on and reconnect. I'm wondering if I can drop her out. Because she's still on. But I want to let her know that she... Yeah, I just kind of wanted to kick her out so she now knows that we may not be hearing her, and for her to call back. It's probably the easiest way for her to fix whatever situation she has. So we'll just wait here, see if she calls back. And we can... Hello? I have a new VoIP dialer, DG. Okay.
Anyone else on the call?
Yeah, we actually had our caller drop out of nowhere. Her her voice just went out, so we're just waiting a minute or two for her to come back on. Yeah. Okay.
Anything new going on with courtroom observers?
Well, if there is, Laura would know about that. Unfortunately, she got really sick at the last minute, and at 8:59, she emails me saying she's very sick. So, so I rushed on the call here when I heard that. So, yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, I don't know what happened to our caller, but we had her recording, and she was telling us a very, very horrible and pretty sad story about what happened to her. And all of a sudden, she just dropped out and couldn't hear a thing. But she was still on, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I tried to maybe reboot her by kicking her off to see if, you know, she would come back on. See if that would fix the issue, which is what happens a lot, but she hasn't got back on yet.
Okay.
So it's been about a few minutes, though, and the she hasn't been on, so if anybody has any general comments, you can unmute yourself now, and, you know, maybe she'll come back on and she can continue her story or whatever.
Okay.
So, so any general comments that anybody has right now?
I don't.
No? Okay. Has anybody been to a court case lately, or they have a court case coming up within the next couple months, and maybe they want to kind of share here and talk about it?
Again, I don't.
No. Okay. Oh, there she is.
Okay.
She's back now.
Where did I... drop off that.
Okay, so you were talking about your you were talking about the issues with, I think, your kidney, or, you know, the types of side effects you're getting from the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear the heart and the spine?
I don't think in detail, though. You mentioned about the kidneys. I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, the heart. Yeah.
See, the same thing happened briefly when you were talking to me earlier, Carl.
What's that?
In fact, it's happening now.
Oh. Okay. So, can you hear me right now? Okay, good. I'm going to mute you. I don't know the VoIP dialer's name. Who is this? VoIP dialer?
Gary.
Okay. I'm going to mute you now.
Okay.
So she could just tell her story. Okay, so you can continue your story. I think you were actually, you're talking about how one of the drugs you weren't able to take because it was, you know, you weren't, somebody in your condition wasn't able to take it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
That was it.
If you have a central nervous system problem, I have a spinal problem, and you're not supposed to even take Haldol. Really, you're not supposed to take any drugs if you have a spinal problem like I do. But, you know, you can't tell these people anything. Anyway, so here I am on outpatient now. I have to take what they say I have to take for a year. Even though I have a mental health directive, I have a health care power of attorney, and I have a living will all saying I don't want any drugs whatsoever, no matter for what reason. But the heart, it went from okay to having a leaky valve, enlarged and weak. The spine went from not real good, but it was okay in the lumbar and the heart region. And it had an L4 and L1 crack after the hospital. I lost a couple inches of height in the matter of about a month, 2 inches of height. I was born 5'3", I am 4'10", a little under 4'10". So when I look in the mirror, I feel like I'm a monster. I mean, my head is so much bigger, and I'm shorter than, you know, I'm used to seeing myself. And my liver was full of cysts from the drugs and the GMO. And my skin, I put frankincense on my skin. My head had these big old cysts, and that helped. And when I finally got the redness from my skin off down to, you know, where the shot was in my hip, my legs were real red. So when I was a kid, I used honey to draw out these things. So what I did was I drew out the drug using honey. And so the redness came out, but it made me itch really bad until I washed the honey off. But my legs aren't so red anymore. And, the kidney, stage 3 kidney disease. I mean, my kidneys aren't real strong, but I control them via, you know, fasting, partial fasting. And they really showed that it was stage 3 kidney disease when I was in the hospital. So I didn't know if I'd be safe at home anymore. I thought maybe I have to go to South America. But I decided against that. It's hard to, you know. Anyway, I'm here for good, but I still don't feel very safe. Because, I mean, the police just broke into my house, tore up the door, wood in pieces. They were at both doors, so I didn't really know what to do. Glass everywhere by my car tires. Anyway, I'm trying to find a lawyer and I feel like I've got a $1 million lawsuit if I can find someone who will take it. One lawyer reviewed it for 2 weeks before they decided against it, and I feel like God has guided me that I'm supposed to pursue the lawsuit. And I'm wanting to write a book, and unless I get this mental ill junk, you know, off of my record, you know, it's, I don't feel like it's going to be very credible to have that and write a book. So they still, I mean, I just can't believe what has happened.
And unfortunately, you know, I hear so much of these types of things, too, and it really breaks my heart. And I want to let you know that you are not a monster. You know, don't ever think that. And, you know, and I would say go for writing the story. Who cares what they label you?
Well, you know, they still burn witches, I guess. I mean, I have no power.
But you have a lot more power than you think. So, and I say that about everybody. So, go ahead.
Yeah. The fact is, they still, you know, if you are out of the norm, they still, you know, basically, they still burn witches. if you see stuff, you are mentally ill, I guess.
Yeah, well, I remember that, what is it, the guy who said to wash your hands with soap because, you know, it removes bacteria and kills bacteria was also put in a mental asylum from what I've read. So, I find it unbelievable that someone would even bother to call the police over that. Like, there's something wrong with that particular individual who decided to call police after hearing, no, I'm good, I healed myself. You know, that to me is mentally ill.
I mean, sometimes I feel like, you know, what could I do, you know, to... But, you know, retaliation isn't, you know, it's just going to hurt me, even if it's good retaliation where, you know, it's just, you know, I just have to let it go and learn from the incident. And
So, thank you for being able to share your story. I know it must have been very hard for you. And I think I speak on behalf of everybody here by saying we appreciate it. So is there anything we can do to help you out at this point? Is there any court case coming up or something that you need help with?
I went February 21 to court. And the public defender did not even show up until the court was going to be in session, and we walked to the court. It took about 2 minutes to walk there. And he didn't defend me, and I asked the judge, could I defend myself? And he just basically shut me up when I was proving that I was bleeding internally. He just basically shut me up. And I made a couple other points, you know, trying to, you know, take charge of my court case. But, you know, it was a kangaroo court, and like Laura says, they're all kangaroo courts. But...
Yeah.
She said something about a form that I could get, you know, court observer form.
Yes, there is. On our website, we have a courtroom observer form that you can fill out. And what happens is we get people from your local area to come to court with you. The more time you give us, the better.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you fill that out.
I don't have anything lined up now, but I did a search on your website, and I could not find the form.
Okay. So
what is it under?
Let me check for you, because I just normally click it. You might actually need to be signed up for a courtroom observer to see it, but it should be under committee, courtroom observers, and request courtroom observers.
Okay. But right now there's nothing going on. That one case, February 21, that, you know, it's over. Yeah. I lost. I don't know if I should file a civil suit against the judge or not. What do you think?
What is your current situation right now? Like, are you going to be in jail?
My current situation is I went to the court February 21. They found me guilty as charged, basically, and I have to do a year of outpatient, and then I'll be a free person.
What do they find you guilty of, if you don't mind me asking?
Seeing angels. They said I was psychotic, and they said that I was schizo, and I asked my outpatient girl if she thought I was psychotic. She said no. But they even said that I told them, you know, I studied with 200 doctors on the internet in the functional medicine, alternative health movement. And this law doctor said that she didn't think that I had the mind to pick out the proper alternative therapies. I could not believe it. She just did 180 on me. She came, talked to me for 15 minutes, and I thought everything was okay, you know. And she said I was anxious. And I wasn't at all. I was happy, and she just, in the courtroom, she just kind of put me in a very, very bad light. She was a lawyer, a law doctor.
Yeah, whatever they attorney. So, so there's no other court case at all. It's just you were found guilty and whatever.
Yes, it's... The next court case will be where I'm, you know, trying to win my lawsuit.
Okay, yes, that's a...
Unless I put in a civil thing against the judge for not letting me represent myself.
Right, so, the next step for you... maybe going after all the people who went after you. I mean, there was the person who called the cops on you, the judge, all these people are guilty. I mean, you know, it's very infuriating for me that, what was it, a nurse you were saying called the cops? It's like, wow. And, you know, you didn't have the choice or the clear thinking to choose how you wanted to heal yourself. I mean, that's all, you know, that's insane. But again, these people are criminals and crooks. So remember that they're going to be, they're going to help their own. So if you do proceed and go forward,
be very careful because the fix is kind of in already. You're more than likely going to lose if you don't come up with a very good strategy. So what I would kind of do is kind of think about going forward, write up exactly what happened, the story, and then you could put that into an affidavit and say, this is what happened. And when you have that affidavit, you can create a case out of that and go forward from there. So that would be my steps for you. And again, I forgot, you said that there was a year of something that you had to go through. I don't quite remember what it was, but I don't quite remember what it entailed either. What was the what do you actually have to do for the year to make you go free, I guess? Hello? I don't think I hear you at all. Are you there? Oh, we might have lost her again. But in the meantime, let me see if we've heard. Anybody else have any other comments? Concerns, questions? Speak now, or we'll wait a couple minutes for her to come back. And, okay, there she is. Are you back now with us?
This time my phone didn't go out. You guys just left. Don't know what happened.
Oh, that was weird. Yeah, so I guess from this point, did you hear about what I said?
No.
So, write the story of what happened with your case, and then put it in an affidavit, leave instructions on that on the site, and then kind of think about that and decide if you do want to go forward. But be very careful because the fix is in against you, because if you're going after their people, you know, they're all one big group.
Yeah.
So
I kind of feel like it might be a mistake. It might mess up my lawsuit.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to ask you is, what did the 1 year entail for you to do exactly? When you said it, I didn't quite understand what it was. So,
the 1 year thing?
Yeah.
I have to take drugs that could deform my spine even worse for a year if they so choose, which they look like they're going to force me to do that. So I have to figure out how I can get the drugs out of my system.
Okay.
The honey and the frankincense aren't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I need to do more of them.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow I have to delete the drugs from my body.
So the penalty is they're forcing you to take drugs.
Yeah, the penalty is they're forcing me to take drugs, and if I don't follow what they say, they'll put me back inpatient.
Okay, and I'm just wondering, are you living alone, taking care of yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you... Okay, so it bewilders me. I mean, are you affecting anybody else around you in terms of, like, is there anybody who's affected by you not taking any drugs at all, or, like, anybody affected by your activities during the day or anything
I'm
like
that? I'm totally alone except for once a week when I go shopping.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, there's no other victim is what I'm trying to get at. You know,
no.
It's your choice to do what you want with your body. And if you don't mind me asking, what state are you from?
I mean, can they do this to me? I mean, can...
Oh, they could do anything. They can do anything to you. It's a kangaroo court. So they can do that. But what state are you from? So we can get kind of a... better understand.
Well, I was born in New York, and I lived in Dayton, Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, Los Angeles.
But where are you right now where this incident happened?
Oh, Ohio. I'm back in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay. No, the reason why is because, you know, if we are to help you out and potentially get people for a court case, we need to know where you are.
Yeah.
That's good information.
Yeah, I have a home. I have a home here. And the police, you know, last summer I felt real strong, like putting bars on all of my windows. And had I done that, the police would have had trouble getting in.
Well, you know, they probably would have used more extreme force, too, unfortunately.
Yeah.
<You know? laughs> Would have been
made the bigger mess.
The door, you know, so maybe it wasn't the best thing to do. Yeah. So, yeah, no, unfortunately, I've heard very similar things to your story, and, you know, we can help you the best we can, but, again, you know, you've already been found guilty, so it's very difficult for us to kind of do any help for you in a courthouse until you get another court case going, so,
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. As far as seeing saints and angels, what are the rules in court about that? Do they still think that if you see stuff that's not there that you're mentally ill?
If they see stuff that's not theirs, they think you're mentally ill? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Or... they use it as a way to make money or whatever. A lot of people don't get it. I mean, a lot of people don't, like, using honey to get the redness out or whatever is a very foreign concept. When it's very foreign, it makes you look crazy because it's just unfamiliar, even though you're not. And I understand some of the healing attributes that you're using, because, you know, honey is very good for that sort of thing.
How do people get by writing books about stuff like this?
How do people get books about it?
Yeah, I mean,
or
how can people write books on angels and saints and not get arrested, because they don't advertise. They just sell the book and that's it.
Yeah, well, you know, because it's a concept that people are familiar with. People are familiar with angels and demons, but they're not familiar with, you know, using oxygen to heal yourself, because I've never heard that before, and therefore you're crazy. And what do you mean I can just breathe air and heal myself? I'm already sick, you know? So, we're all mind-controlled in certain ways to think.
Even me, I had to think about it for a long time, about the oxygen, putting it inside of me. It's one thing putting it topically on me, but then, you know, you hear stuff about free radicals, and there was this Dr. Al Sears out of Florida, and he's a famous doctor. Anyway, he was pro putting oxygen through your system, and what I thought, well, if I don't have any food in my system at all when I do the oxygen, maybe it'll be okay. But I wasn't able to say, let's do it, until I was diagnosed with cancer. And then I said, I'm going to do it no matter what, because I've got to get rid of this cancer, and they say that it'll get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
So I had this stabilized oxygen out of New York. This guy, Kevin Richardson, sold it. But then we also had this food-grade hydrogen peroxide that's a whole lot cheaper. And, I mean, I just put a few ounces of distilled water in me, a solution of that, and it worked. I couldn't believe it. So I'm not scared of cancer anymore.
Well, that's good. I mean, there are, you know, a ton of different ways that I've heard to deal with it. And, you know, that's your way is a pretty new one to me, but it doesn't surprise me at all. So
yeah, you have to be careful. You can overdose on oxygen.
Right, right.
But it's not as bad as, you know.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, they put mercury
in hyperbaric.
And you know, you put oxygen in your body, and it's like, you know, you might as well shot yourself in the head, according to them. It's unbelievable.
But they have hyperbaric oxygen chambers, you know, where they treat cancer patients. They're real expensive. But this is something you can do, you know, in the privacy of your home by yourself, and it's cheap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just I can't give you an explanation about why this particular group went after you other than, you know, it was a case that was brought up, and they needed to find you guilty to kind of keep their system going. So, and you're just, for them, you're just a pawn in an ocean of this type of stuff. So, I would just encourage you to write your story, write your events. We're really here to help you out, support you. We are doing a lot at the leadership level to help people go in and get courtroom observers to court appearances. So when your time is ready and want to maybe continue forward, maybe you have a plan of action, we can come and we can maybe talk about how you want to proceed next. So that's really my advice to you on that. Just write your story, learn, educate yourself, and think about if you want to proceed forward, and if you do, how so. And we'll be here to help you out with that process and kind of bounce off ideas for you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
Okay. It's almost the top of the hour. So does anybody else have any other comments they want to make at all?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I'm going to end the call around now. So, final call. I'll give people about 15 seconds to see if they want to unmute themselves and talk. Okay, so nobody wants to talk, so I'm going to end it. Everybody have a good night. And I'll put this recording up as soon as I can. So, bye.